Josh, good workout this evening. What did you make of it?
Yeah, it's a good workout. Obviously, we conceded two sloppy goals, really, but in the whole, there was a lot of positives, and obviously scoring two goals against a Premier League team is something to take forward into the league.
Did you feel that, on the balance of things, actually, you probably deserve the win tonight of the two teams?
Yeah, we had some good chances in the first half. Brad has obviously scored two good goals, but there's plenty to be positive about, and yeah, I think we looked good throughout the 90 minutes.
It's been impressive, really, in pre-season, because all the strikers have all got on the score sheet now, haven't they?
Yeah, they're all giving the gaffer something to think about for the start of the season, which is only good for the team, and hopefully they can carry on the form throughout the season.
What have you made of the last two games? I suppose after the sort of non-league opposition, it's been really good to sort of pit your wits against some really good players.
Yeah, I think we'll learn a lot more out of the Everton game and tonight than we would against all the non-league teams. So, yeah, they're both good tests, and I think we'll learn a lot more out of them two games than out of the ones we played before.
I think in terms of pre-season, that the team's building up just about where you'd expect it to be at the moment.
Yeah, the boys are looking good. We're looking sharp in training. I think we showed that tonight. We played some good footwork times, and we just need to cut out the sloppy little bits, and I think we'll go into the season positive and confident.
Is that the only sort of negatives, really? Just those little bits of miscommunication at the back, they're both on Saturday and tonight, have cost you a couple of goals?
Yeah, exactly. As I said, if we can cut them out, then I think we're in good shape to go into the season. As I said, we're getting goals, and then, yeah, if we cut that out, we'll be looking good.
You personally, are you glad to be back in a more of a central midfield role after last year?
Yeah, it's where I belong in there. I feel more comfortable in there, and hopefully I've done enough tonight, and obviously got one more game to try and cement my place in that midfield.
Because we all talk about competition, but you know, some of the new signs have come in. There's some in your position too. Do you feel you've put yourself in a good position to get that starting berth at Ipswich?
Hopefully, yeah. I think I've done well throughout the whole pre-season. As I said, there's one more game to show what I can do, and we'll go to Peterborough and I'll do my best to try and cement my place in centre mid against Ipswich.
Does that experience last year, though, put you personally in good stead? You know, the fact that you were adaptable, you came back and have done different roles for the team?
Yeah, playing different roles, you can learn the position and see the game from different people's point of view. So I think that's helped me playing there, and it'll only be good for me going forward.
Are you confident that you and the rest of the boys can make that step up this season?
Yeah, I think so. I think we showed it tonight against the Premier League team. We played some really good stuff. It's just the little bits defensively we need to cut out. And I think, as I said before, we'll go into the season feeling confident and try and pick off where we left last year.
Happy to be in number six
now? Yeah, it is what it is. I'm not mentioning it, do you know what I mean? But yeah, it is what it is.
Josh, has it been the hardest pre-season you've ever done? Obviously now stepping up to the Championship.
No, not really. I've done tougher, to be fair. But it's been good. Obviously, we had the Army Day. That was tough. But other than that, I think, I've definitely had harder. But don't tell the gaffer that, otherwise he'll make us run more, shall we? But, yeah, no, it's been good. I think all the boys are feeling good, feeling sharp. And as I said before, we're raring to go.
I was
going to
say, looking at the Army Day, it did look like a bit of a challenge.
Yeah, not my sort of day, though. But, yeah, no, it's enjoyable, to be fair. So, it was good. And it was a good bit of bonding for the boys. And, as I said, we're feeling good.
Speaking of bonding, the team sort of did seem to have that bond last season. A few new lads have come in. How have they sort of settled in?
From the looks of it, they've settled in well. Obviously, we've got a few more southerners, which is always good for me. They've all settled in well, and we're all bonding together. And as I said, that will only help on the pitch.
I bet you're raring to go now, aren't you?
Yeah, I just can't wait to get started again and see what this season brings.
As a midfielder, how important is it for you to have somebody like Tom Bradshaw playing ahead of you? Finish the chances you're creating.
Yeah, it's always nice to obviously have a goal scorer in front of you. So if we do create, and we know that he'll put the ball in the back of the net. Obviously, we had Sam who done it last year, and now we've got Bradders and Sam. So hopefully they can both start the season flying with goals.
As a squad, are you confident of being able to get the goals in what's going to be a very tough league next season?
Yeah, I think we've shown that through the whole pre-season. Except for Everton, we've scored in every game. So and obviously tonight we scored two against the Premier League team. So I think the boys are confident in front of goal. As I say, it's just the little bits at the back, the sloppiness that we need to cut out, and I think we'll be good.